Happy Thanksgiving, review crewers. I'm Ian.
And I'm Thomas.
And we're reviewing Freebirds. Coming up next.
Freebirds is a 2013 film directed by Jimmy Hayward, and it follows a turkey named Reggie, who was pardoned by the president as the president's Thanksgiving turkey. But one night, he gets abducted by Jake, another turkey who was sent by the Great Turkey to go back in time to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu. That's right. They go back in time to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu.
And boy do they, Thomas.
Oh boy do they.
It's an incredible journey of a bird who just wants acceptance in life.
He just wants to lay back, watch Spanish soap operas, eat some pizza, and live in the president's house in Camp David.
But he also wants adventure and to have friends.
And have a girlfriend.
And have a girlfriend, in which he gets.
He does get. Amy Poehler is his girlfriend, everybody.
But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. This movie starts with Owen Wilson Bird, Reggie, giving this stupid monologue about how he has no friends and everyone hates him and he'll never be accepted in life. And then instantly, that is forgotten about, and he is pardoned by the president, and his life is saved, and he gets taken to Camp David, and then he just starts ordering pizzas, and
I will say, when he gets pardoned by the president because of his daughter, who, by the way, least favorite character in the movie, she's in it for maybe 2 minutes, but she's, like, objectively the worst character in the movie.
I really thought you liked her when we were watching it.
I ironically liked her, because it was funny how she was just a little kid. But I thought it was funny how she just spilled a bunch of secrets about the crew of the president, how the one guy was going through a divorce, how one of the ladies liked the president. Yeah, that was funny to me.
Who is this movie for?
I don't know, man.
Who is this movie for? It's not for kids.
I think it's for babies, like you said during the movie watch.
I think it is for babies.
Yeah.
I think it's for babies who don't have a full grasp on the English language yet.
I agree.
The jokes can go right over their heads. And
there were a few for the parents, though.
There were a few for the parents. I saw this movie in theaters in 2013 at the ripe age of 9. So, you know, coming back and getting to see it again
10 years later,
really put in perspective how forgettable and treacherous this movie is.
Yeah. Let's jump more into the plot. So after he's at Camp David and he gets accustomed to life, Jake shows up. Jake is this big buff turkey who kidnaps Reggie and tells him that they got to go back in time to save the turkeys. What do you think of this entire plot point?
This whole plot point? This is the whole movie,
this
by
is
the way.
Whole movie.
I really do like that it's a time travel movie and that it has a pretty good grasp on time travel, all things considered, for how stupid this movie is. It's like its time travel is pretty sound. So I guess that's where all of the movie went.
It makes sense.
It does make sense, but it doesn't make sense. Them bumming around Camp David and fumbling into the time machine experiment on accident is so stupid.
Yeah, and that was maybe 15 minutes into the movie. Insane pacing.
You would not believe. If you have never seen this movie, you would not believe how fast this movie goes. The first act is breakneck pace for the first 30 minutes. You never get a second to breathe. The second act is an hour long, and this movie isn't 90 minutes. So
yep.
Act 3 is 5 minutes long. You get 5 minutes to wrap up the whole movie.
And but, they do wrap it up pretty well, I'd say.
It's great. It's callbacks. It's really for the fans, actually.
It is for the fans. Genius writing at the end.
It is.
It is genius writing. But they get into the time machine. They go back to 1621, Plymouth County. Massachusetts, for all the fans out there.
To the first Thanksgiving.
To the first Thanksgiving.
Actually, 3 days before the first Thanksgiving.
You're right. Yes, this is the Monday before Thanksgiving, if my math is correct.
Wouldn't that be the Tuesday? Yeah, it's the Monday.
It's the Monday. they land into this turkey colony. They're like accepted by this colony of turkeys who are trying to avoid the pilgrims from being eaten. And, yeah, what do you think of... what's her name? Jenny. What do you think of Jenny?
I think Jenny's fine. I mean, the relationship between Jenny and Reggie is so stupid. It's so forced, and it's not earned at all.
It's
just like they hang out for like 5 minutes, and she is head over heels for him, even though he is this bum turkey
from 2013
who just came to the future from a time machine, but she doesn't even believe that.
She still finds him charming.
She thought he was crazy, but she fell for him anyway. And if that's not what the spirit of Thanksgiving's all about, then I don't really know what it is.
I don't know what it is either. And then Jake, he gets butt heads with, like, the warrior of the tribe. I don't even know his name. But they have this. He's Blue Jake.
He's Jake. If you took the red on Jake and made it blue, that is who he is.
You said it during the watch. It's just the same render of Jake, but he's blue instead.
You would not believe how bad.
And the tension between them is insane. I mean,
their sexual tension is palpable the whole movie.
There's a point in the movie where they dance together.
They dance
and they
together
hate
in like
each other.
In like
they
a couple's
hate it.
Dance. But then they love it. Then they're fine with each other after that.
They are. They gain respect.
I do want to talk about the animation of this movie.
Oh, I would love to.
I was freaking out the whole time. Because you notice it instantly when the movie starts. The backgrounds are horrible.
Yeah.
And, like, it just looks horrible. All the turkeys look the exact same. You, like, get a wide shot of, like, more than two turkeys, and they're all Reggie. And there's, like, two Jakes in there, but they're colored.
And then there's sometimes, like, a mysterious third turkey that just is neither.
And that's what's so great about Free Birds.
It's so great. Let's talk about, like, kind of the climax of the movie. The pilgrims find where these turkeys are hiding.
Oh my God, this
and
is
they
so
destroy
stupid.
The tree. And the leader of the tribe, Jenny's father, he sacrifices himself so that the rest of the flock can escape. We both personally think this is the biggest waste of time ever.
The whole end of the second act is the biggest waste of time in my entire life. They go and they blow up all the weapons, but there's weapons still.
There's still weapons.
They go and blow up, like, all the gunpowder reserves in like, the pilgrimage site. Everything gets blown up, and then Jake leads them back, and they're like, "You idiot, you brought him back." This is dropped instantly.
They just don't care
this.
About it.
Nobody
they're just
cares.
Like, whatever, people make mistakes.
Nobody cares. We didn't care.
But Jenny is, like, the plot twist new leader of the tribe, which we saw a mile away. He predicted it.
That is not what I was predicting. It was not predicted. They opened the seashell thing, and it was like, whoever this
match
is.
Can we explain that? We have to explain that, yeah.
So they bring out this chest, and whoever seashell matches on their necklace between the brother and the sister is the new leader, and they open it, and it looks nothing like the brother's seashell.
But it was expected that he would have it. It was expected that he would be the next leader.
And he doesn't care.
He's like, whatever.
There's no characters. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Oh, and then Reggie gets sad, and he leaves.
He goes back
to Camp David
to live with the president again.
But then he opens the door, and out walks Reggie.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. There's two Reggies, and then he freaks out, and then there's another Reggie, a third Reggie, and then they freak out,
They realize that Reggie is the great turkey, which we haven't talked about.
We haven't talked about, I just realized.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Jake saw the great turkey when he was a baby, and it's his whole reason for living, basically. But Reggie went back in time and, like, made it happen.
It started the loop.
It did start the loop.
It's the loop.
But I called that, maybe, the first time the great turkey was mentioned.
Yeah. So, I tried my hardest to play it off.
But it looks like we're out of time.
We're out of time.
So
they saved the day. Turkeys are no longer on the menu. They replace it with pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza. Crazy product placement, by the way. What do you give this movie out of 10?
I gave it a 4 when we watched it, but talking about it here, it's a 3. It's a 3 out of 10.
I gave it a 4 while watching it. Talking about it, I actually thought it's a lot funnier, so I'm going to give it a 5 now.
You went up, I went down. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. Happy Thanksgiving.